Hey guys, a quick review of what we talked about in class today regarding variables. When you design an experiment, you set your parameters. Remember, the parameters are factors that can be measured in the experiment. Certain parameters are called variable parameters. Those are the ones that are changing. The ones that we change are called manipulated variables. You should have only one manipulated variable in your experiment. The manipulated variable is expected to change because you have changed it. The responding variable is the other one we focus on. There could be multiple responding variables, but these are ones that change only because of the manipulated variable. For example, when we do our foaming soda experiment, our manipulated variable will be the granular substance that we add to the soda. We will change that, and that is our change, so we call it the manipulated variable. The responding variable, what do you think that's going to be? The responding variable is going to be the soda. Now, it's not going to be just the soda, it's going to be what happens to the soda. And what you measure is up to you, but you could be measuring the responding variable of how much it foams as far as the height of the foam. You could measure the length of time that it foams. You could measure another element that would be a measurable variable known as a parameter. So look back, think about the three terms that we discussed in this podcast: parameter, manipulated variable, and responding variable.